Nathaniel Waxel is a reporter with The Hill, and as you know, maybe you don't know, the CDC director was hired in July, fired in August because they said she did not align with what they intend the CDC to be all about. That led to other agency leaders resigning. And Nate, now 1,000 employees under Health and Human Services have, what, signed a letter? Or what have they done calling for the resignation of RFK Jr.?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we're at more than 1,000 right now, and we're looking at current and former HHS staff members say Kennedy has gone too far. He ousted the CDC director. He's done all sorts of other things that they said are compromising the health of the nation, and he should step down and resign.
Are these people signing their names? Are they still current employees? And what will happen to them? Because I don't see him keeping them on board if they're not with the program, so to speak.
Yeah, it's a mix of anonymous people and people who are signing their names. As you would imagine, like the people that are putting their names on it are mostly the former employees. And they note in this letter that, you know, there's an absolute fear of retaliation. So please excuse the anonymity, essentially.
Right, right. Which is tough because you want to make sure it really truly is the people that are a part of this. And what is their main complaint? What is their biggest issue with RFK Jr.?
Well, it's hard to come up with one, but yeah. I guess you could say, they said he's endangering the nation's health. And I guess the big one is the recent shakeup at the CDC how they ousted the director, Susan Menares, who you noted was confirmed at the end of July and then ousted essentially a month later. And then that triggered the resignation of four other top officials in protest. So that is the latest complaint and the newest complaint. And I guess the other thing to note is that this is the second letter that this group has sent. It's grown, but a couple weeks ago, they sent another letter to HHS and to Congress and said, we want Kennedy to do more to protect public health workers and to stop disparaging basically the people that work for him and to stop saying how awful the CDC is, how awful HHS is, and how much in need of reform it is. That didn't get anywhere, so now they're escalating and calling on him to resign with even more people behind it.
And what does that do other than draw some attention and make media reports? I don't see the president of the United States asking RFK Jr. to resign. In fact, I think he was probably handpicked to do exactly what he is doing.
Right. You recall shortly after he was elected, President Trump said he wants Kennedy to go wild on healthcare. And that's kind of exactly what he's been doing. So, yeah, I think calling attention is sort of the point here. 1,000 former, current and former employees of HHS isn't exactly a small number.
Right.
It's a large agency, lots of employees. But, I think it's there to let members of Congress know, to let members of the public know through media reports that, there are people out there who don't like what Kennedy is doing, people who are public health experts, people who have some kind of attachment to the agency, who say they're non-political and are protesting. And it is a form of protest. It's just kind of they're making their opinions known. And, whether it actually accomplishes what they're setting out to do, it's probably another question, but it is just drawing more attention to it.
We played some audio today from the, he's in Florida. He is in charge of health there, and I don't have his name in front of me, but yes. And
a lot of puff.
Yes. And he, is scrapping or hoping to scrap all school mandates regarding vaccines and identified it as slavery and the fact that he has no right as a state official to tell anyone what to do with their body. A lot of people on our text line responded that they are telling women what to do with their bodies. They're telling people what they can and cannot put in their bodies. But there is word that he's the guy bucking for that job. He wants to be the director of the Center for Disease Control. Have you heard anything? Are there whispers in Washington that he might be one of the leading candidates?
I honestly have not right now. I mean, the administration was pretty quick to appoint an acting director. And he is Kennedy's top deputy, Jim O'Neill, and he's been in place at the agency at Kennedy's side for the last 7 months. So, you know, he's going to be acting director for a little while. I think the CDC director now needs to be Senate confirmed. So that's a big ask. It's a big push to get another person in the job to go through the Senate confirmation process. There was a lot of talk before of Florida's Surgeon General angling for this job, and he still might be doing that, but it's a big ask to bring another person up for confirmation. It's going to happen at some point. It's just sort of unclear exactly who that's going to be, and right now they have an acting director who is stepping in and steering the ship for at least a little while.
And when Susan was confirmed in July and then asked to resign a month later, refused, and was therefore fired, they had to know who they were putting in that position. Is there a chance that she will speak out publicly as to what changed in her mind? Because I would imagine if you took the job, you knew what the directive was. She, I can only guess, got in there and thought, this is not what I agree with.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose just give it some time before she speaks out publicly. But yeah, it sort of seemed like during her confirmation hearing, a lot of people were pointing out that she's going to sort of have to balance. She seemed like someone who put science forward, someone who put public health forward. Democrats said, you know, she seems normal. And that's probably going to be a problem with Kennedy's, HHS. And as it turned out, it was. She butted heads with him. You know, I don't know what promises or what was sort of discussed between them before she accepted the nomination, before she was confirmed. I imagine she must have thought she was going to have some sort of autonomy over decision-making, and it turns out that just wasn't the case. And so she pushed back on what Kennedy was trying to do on vaccines, and here we are.
Yeah, and what's interesting is, you know, these people have worked their entire lives. This is their career, and for her to be fired because she would not resign, but to have that followed by the resignations of four top agency leaders in response, I think speaks volumes. And these other 1,000 additional employees, I from what I gather from speaking with you, are just trying to support that and say, hey, we have an issue here too. I guess we just wait and see what happens.
Yeah, I guess we that's sort of all we can do, right? Is you wait and see. But there is, you know, there's a lot of turmoil in the agencies. Mostly Republicans in the Senate say they're okay with that. You know, Kennedy came in as a disruptor. He promised to shake up the status quo. That's exactly what he's doing. There are some who have expressed some level of concern about the chaos, not necessarily with Kennedy himself, but more just all of the personnel decisions, all of the shakeups, you know, that it isn't exactly inspiring confidence in public health. But, you know, this is President Trump's pick. He's doing what Trump wanted. So, you know, I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of pushback from Congress on that one.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That's Nate Wexel. He's a staff writer for The Hill. You can read what he wrote about. Just go on to The Hill.